Welcome to Smart Mindset 360, the podcast where we help you level up in every part of your life. I'm Kyle Kohler, your host, and each episode is packed with tips on goal setting, business, health, and finance. We dive deep into the strategies that drive success and give you the tools to make real progress. Everything we discuss is about getting ahead, taking steps every day to push forward. If you're ready to push yourself, grow, and achieve your goals, you're in the right place. Let's shift your mindset and start making things happen. Big time guest today, Zach. Appreciate having you on, man.
Thanks.
I'm just going to dive right into it. So we're going to talk a little bit about self-discovery. You have also a lot of gifts, I think, that God has given you. And let's kind of talk about your journey with that. And honestly, we're just going to keep this as a really chill conversation for listeners. But I think with you, you know, I think self-discovery is a great topic because that's really you, dude. And internally and externally, I mean, you've lost a lot of weight. You look phenomenal, by the way.
Thank you.
You look great. And you change a lot. And change is not easy. I know this because I've changed. And you think it's easy. It's not. So it just, you know, you can do it. But it's something that I didn't realize how difficult it was. I really had to put my whole focus on to make changes. And my wife can attest that it wasn't easy, but, you know, we go through change. But tell us a little bit about your journey with the self-discovery, my guy.
Yeah, I think as you're talking, I still don't realize how difficult it is because I was so the example of not change before that the only way I could figure it out was to make it easier. So it actually felt like a lot of finding ways to enjoy things or figuring out the truth so that it made sense, so that it wasn't just like I have to focus and force things, but to figure out what's really happening so that I knew what changes to make, which would have maybe the most impact or be beneficial to my personality, my life, my own thoughts, and then externally too, like how do those things affect relationships? I think that it's probably like, it feels like there's just the beginning of change, you know, like when, like, yeah, I've lost weight. So many things have changed, but it really kind of seems like it's just opened up a whole world or like an avenue of like possibility of change, or in a way it's a lot of freedom because you realize like, oh, I can actually like shift my mindset, and like I can actually shift my mindset. Like I get to decide, and then this is how you do it. So more so becoming familiar with the process of change for myself. And then even tweaking that and leveraging, looking from the outside of like, oh, who would I want to be? That the process itself has been kind of the joy, you know, like starting to understand how does Zachary Wharton cause results? You know, how can I cause results for myself that I benefit and enjoy? And then inside of that, because a lot of it was looking at other people, I spent like 2 years just watching healthy people. I remember I was at a Maverick and this dude hopped out of like a G-Wagon or something. And I said out loud, that guy is not fat, you know? Yeah. And so I'm like watching him walk in and I just went, dang it, I've got to figure this out.
Yeah.
And I literally spent a year and a half or 2 years just saying, what's really going on? Okay, clearly other people are not eating as much as me. Why? Why do I do this? And why do they do that? Finding the value and then finding out ways to implement the value. With the weight loss stuff, it was finding out what I was willing to do and not judging it, not measuring it, but saying like, okay, I'm willing to do this, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to enjoy it. If I ever stopped enjoying something, I'll say, fine, I'll find something else. That's literally like, kind of probably seems unbelievable. It hasn't been too difficult because I've made the journey enjoyable and valuable, like every step of the way with that specifically, you know, weight loss stuff.
That's crazy. How much did you weigh before?
I was almost 400, bro. So I was 397.8 was the highest ever. And now I'm around 230.
That is an amazing feat. What'd you do?
So I would say after that about 2 year period of just like trying to understand myself a little bit, it seemed like it led me to my own mindset, like counseling stuff, but I didn't go to a counselor. I actually had some weird moments where I was at my desk working and I felt like literally like the presence of Jesus standing next to me, like in a wild way.
Yeah.
And I would all of a sudden almost like shoot back into a memory and I would rewatch the memory and I would I would be back at my desk. Like I knew I was at my desk the whole time, but literally vividly going through this like memory with like the lens of Christ. And then I come out of it and I had perception to think differently. And I had more understanding of like, oh, this is kind of why I do this. And as soon as I would have an area of understanding, why would I do the same thing? You know? So as soon as the truth is revealed or information that was accurate and real, I could see the value of like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, you know? So most of it was eating, you know, most of it was not eating as much. I didn't even start exercising, or only exercise that I've done still is it would be for a purpose, you know, like I'm getting a little older. I don't want my joints to be weak. So I start doing pushups. And then of course, everyone's like, you need to do this. You need to go hard and do this. I'm like, that's you.
Yeah.
And all the value I'm getting is I want to feel good and like be able to, you know, not like protect my family, but I want to be available for whatever I need to do. But most of that, like the big initiation was seriously just going slow and looking at things that were probably, they're probably hard to look at if you're not willing to just see the truth. There's probably a reason or something, like a pain point or something that you don't think is possible yet. And so your truth is, what you believe is like, oh, I'll always be a fat guy. You know, that was my whole life. So it's like, well, I guess I'm stuck. Or in different areas I tried, or I really thought I was trying. I've done the yo-yo thing and all this. And so every failure motivated by bad information or inaccurate information just seemed to lock me into the mindset of like, yeah, probably can't do this. But of course, you know, that's not true.
Yeah, your mind definitely is its role is to try to protect you, right? Your brain's trying to protect you. So, you know, my wife said this today, actually. She said she's doing some work with some professionals on mindset. And I guess she learned, and I think this is cool, but she said that anything you say out loud, whether it be negative or positive, your mind 10x's it.
Yes.
So if you say something negative, it's going to hyper focus on that. And so she said, say positive things about yourself or things that you want to do out loud, and then your mind will 10x it either way. So the positive mindset is huge there. And for you, you know, I wanted to backtrack because you have gifts. You really do. And you're very spiritual and religious. I think, you know, what you said when you had that, I would say that's kind of like a vision, to be honest. Were you able to step outside and then you came back with a totally different perspective? Tell me a little bit about kind of the stuff that's happened with your, you know, because you use your gifts for good.
Like just some examples of.
Yeah, tell me that was one of the examples. But how has your gifts been able to, because I think your gifts, you've really leaned into those on top of before you had such a negative connotation on yourself and the self-esteem there. But and I've known you for a while and it really is a 180 change. But I've also noticed that even in the past, you had those gifts, but now you're really leaning into them.
Yeah. I think that is even kind of a current thing that I'm discovering is kind of seeing the value, you know, like I think over time, even in business, like real estate stuff, it shifted from like trying to make sure you're doing the things and even being super critical, which kind of helped me, you know, because I was hypercritical of myself, but I didn't really enjoy much.
Yeah.
And so shifting to kind of seeing value, you know, you have value to give that actually matters, going from a place of being kind of a broken, or a lot of times it's called like an orphan spirit, where you're not, you never had enough. And so you feel like you're not enough, to a place where it's like, okay, there's real value and people care. Oh, that was a huge thing. My perception of people, you ever have someone where like they get a compliment and they just shrug it off?
Yes, all the time.
So like the thing they're saying about the 10x, when you say something out loud, it's through agreement, because what we agree with, we kind of empower, and it sinks in and becomes a belief.
Yeah.
So one big breaking point of that kind of helped me to start seeing value, which was super uncomfortable. We were actually at this church event, and my pastor came up, and a lot of this process looked really messy. You know, people close to us knew what we were kind of going through in this growth stuff. But I remember my pastor came up and gave me a big old hug while I'm sitting down, and he just kind of gave me a hug. And I was like, ooh, right. Felt so cringy and awkward. And I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to feel cringy and awkward when somebody is just valuing me, you know? And so I can't really maybe explain that shift very well, but it started to break some things, and I started to recognize people meant what they said. You know, me and you go to lunch, and we've always been like actual genuine friends first, and then business stuff's cool and fun. But to recognize and allow that value in is an agreement to, you know, I might not have loved myself very well, and so letting other people's value in helped me to recognize, oh, I am valuable. That was a big key in starting to believe it, starting to agree with it when you have no place of, you know, there's a lot of people that literally hate themselves and don't even recognize that they do. But that helped to be kind of a springboard to then see value and go, oh yeah, I actually value that too. Like, that's awesome. And so then, you know, seeing how people, being familiar with my own journey and thoughts and their common thoughts, then even in real estate, I will have clients and you can see it all over them. You know, if there's fear, worry, extra worry that doesn't have to be there, but instead of just saying, you don't have to worry about this, now I know the process of how to kind of, instead of blaming their worry, how to deliver hope instead, you know? So, and that is the value of life for me now, is like, oh yeah, I get to really know people instead of being surface level because I'm out for my own because I'm scared of everything. I get to kind of chill out, get to know people, and if there are areas that you can see that are like, oh man, that sucks because I've been there, and you have the real answer to give, then it's literally plug and play, you know, knowing where someone's actually at with all these different personalities and all this stuff. And then just being able to say, oh yeah, this is the help for you that's actually help. I was reading a piece in the Bible and I heard the term functional wisdom. There was a queen that went to Solomon who was supposed to be the wisest guy ever.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm going to go find out. And so she had questions and all this stuff and he literally answered everything. And the term I heard in my mind was functional wisdom. You know, we can say all this stuff and we have all the sales training, all the life coaching training. Mm-hmm. But it, like, where's the results, you know?
Yeah.
So if you can actually just equip someone with a result, there's nothing needed after that. They have the result, you know? So that's been the benefit of seeing value that's hopefully actually valuable, but then being able to give that. And that's been like life, like new life for me.
Yeah. And it gives, you know, it centers around connecting with your purpose. What are some tools for self-discovery that people can be equipped with? That you think that would help quite a bit?
Well, the biggest tool that I've been thinking about lately and really trying to refine and deep dive is how to maybe kill our own perspective or to not trust our own judgments,
mm-hmm.
because they're not accurate. Like, you're always going to have stuff trying to push on you and get into
my number one or worst enemy in my life has always been myself.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding you.
Yep.
I am. Well, look in the mirror. It is me.
Yep.
It's me. If it wasn't for me most of the time, I mean, yes, I think myself, I'm grateful that I'm very driven. I got a chip on my shoulders as a little kid. Like, I want to work hard. And I definitely give myself credit for working hard and for the success that, you know, I've been able to achieve. Yep. But I also blame myself a lot for, you know, the shortfalls and the shortcomings. And, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. So it's like, where did you get the measurement there? Like, who told you to blame yourself? A lot of it comes from however we grew up, which is not, you know, people go through the counseling stuff and they hate their parents for a while and then they don't, but your parents are just kids that grew up too.
Yeah.
We're all a mess, but nobody told us to, like, if you hate yourself, it's going to work. You know, it's such a natural thing to be critical because you have a desired outcome, but then it's almost just like frustration that you don't have anywhere to put. So you're blaming, but that's not going to be counterproductive. It's not going to help cause results. And I don't know how, you know, maybe just realizing those things or looking at enough to where you start to see a pattern where you're like, okay, I am my own worst enemy. So how do I counteract that? Or how do I just stop that from happening? I think a lot of it, man, there's a part that can feel cheesy with agreeing with things you don't agree with. And then there's contention with that side that would say, just speak it out, just do it, which I love. But then also on the other side is, let's look at real results. So I think both of those things have to exist, where you're doing affirmations, you're hunting into this new thing, but then it needs to be real. And so you need to be fair with yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is me, but I'm, instead of shame, You know, instead of pushing down on myself, I'm going to say, okay, but I'm capable. This is going to be okay. So how do I actually just fix this? How do I make tweaks and little things that I'm going to do that will shift things, I guess?
Yeah, I think the first is realization, right? Once you can realize a pattern and you can see those patterns, that helps a ton. Because most of the time when I'm, you know, why people don't change those, they don't realize, and I didn't realize those patterns. There's certain patterns of, you know, whether something happens that, you know, anything, something negative happens, what do? You know, when you have a bad day, what do you usually end up doing? Like looking at and seeing the triggers as well has been huge. Is like, you know, once you realize what your triggers are and what's your stressors, and you really dive deep into, okay, yeah, I'm getting stressed about this. What's the root cause? And sometimes the root cause isn't even the actual thing that happened to you. It's something deeper that's, you know, not even sometimes relevant to it. It's weird how it works that way.
Yeah. It's like the realizing a trigger is like a starting point to invite you on a deeper journey, because we most of the time are living so surface level. Like I think about it. I always say this to my kids. I'm like, I think about a dog that's not supposed to eat off the table and there's just a pizza on the table. And we're living so automatic, like compulsory or just on the surface, just autopilot, making decisions that we don't even slow down enough to know the value of like a single decision and the impact and why does this whole thing matter. When we, whatever the journey is, like whatever the thread, if it's a trigger or a frustration, if as long as you can find a thread to start seeing yourself deeper and finding out why do I really do this, then I think the answers start to, as soon as the truth is revealed and reality is revealed, then it's a lot more clear to be able to, and it just goes deeper and deeper, right?
Yeah.
The whole journey is just more discovery. And as we see patterns, the picture gets more full. So it's like, I now have, like, there's a reliance on the truth because it started with me working on the surface and not knowing much, and then discovering in myself and watching other people's lives and slowly digging down into like, why do we do what we do? And what could we do? And why should we do that? It's so far, it's just because I feel like it's just a surface still, although there's been a lot of change.
I mean, for you, you've been able to dive deep internally for yourself. I think you're right. A lot of people have surface level relationships. Actually, matter of fact, most of the time, that's all. We don't really dive deep at all and have true relationships. But you've been able to develop with this gift of, you know, I think it comes with care. Obviously, I think you just care more than others. But how are you able to establish a ton of these deep, good relationships with people that are just outside of family?
Selflessness. So again,
yeah,
like God is love. And a part of this, the biggest part of the journey is like I had a bit of a wrong view of God, like growing up in church.
Yeah.
We all are trying to figure him out, whatever, you know.
Yep.
But to really dig into like dying to yourself, and people will call it ego death or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. So whatever you call
it,
die to that thing. Because there's actually value, like there's the best part of my life is the relationships and the connection. And it's totally not dependent on what can I get. But going from that orphan mindset of there's never enough, so I have to protect myself, to like, oh, there's enough. I can unprotect myself and let people in, you know, or connect with people and give that value because I know some of the pain, but knowing the value is more important. But it's just selflessness, I think.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, all a lot easier said than done. We'll wrap this up with the last question. The question I had is, you know, what are some guidance for others that may be going through this time? Maybe they're just, it really is just kind of dark. They don't know how to get out of it. It's self-doubt.
I would say you don't want to shut other people out, but you want to be careful who you let in, because everybody's going through the same. Or, you know, with that judgment thing, we're not real capable of like telling the truth all the time. So if you know somebody that cares and has like a bit of wisdom, you see some fruit in their life, then you could really oppose them on accident because their life is calling your life to change. But if it's attacking your current beliefs through that agreement, then you're going to naturally protect against it. So if you can recognize the areas that you're pushing out that you need to let in, that will instantly cause breakthrough by force. You know, if I'm letting something opposing in, it's like the iron sharpens iron thing. It's not comfortable, But over time, you'll start to see the value and the why, and you'll align with it and live through it. You know, the beneficial things in others that you could let in. And then also just not hiding. You find the places you're hiding and find out how to stop hiding.
Yeah, stop hiding. I mean, you're going to find people that, you know, it's vulnerable, right? But you're going to find people that got your back regardless. And so just find your people. Well, dude, this is good. We're having you on again.
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit more, but appreciate you, Zach.
Awesome. Thank you.